Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, welcome, dear readers, dear friends, dear listeners, to Dog Poet Transmitting. After the longest hiatus in the 5 years since we've been doing this, I say we because there's more than me engaged in this enterprise or it wouldn't have lasted so long. So, first off, my apologies for being gone for this while. Perhaps I could have gotten back to this as much as a month ago, given I put serious effort into it at any one point. But I didn't have internet. I had internet, but it wasn't working. I was traveling, or on that particular day, events intruded to where I just didn't have the time. It was uncanny how it didn't work out, and things not working out has become the theme song of this entire summer. I don't know that I've ever seen the like before, or it was so long ago I can't remember. Anyway, welcome to the Saucer Pod. It's been out of commission for a while, and I had to put in a call to the Sirius cluster to have someone come by and take a look at it. Apparently it's fine. I might have taken a moment to burn the carbon out of the jets, but there's no carbon to speak of except for me, and that would mean exiting me from the saucer, so to speak. Oh, well. I must say that I don't know how to take so much of what has happened in recent months. It's been so persistent and continuous, it seems it must be orchestrated. Usually I get this kind of abuse. When I get this kind of abuse, you have to consider that you're seriously going the wrong way. It bore no resemblance to former ways gone wrong. Changing anything made no impression. Right up until today, nothing has made any kind of improvement. Being very still and very quiet doesn't seem to make any difference either. It's cold and wet and gray outside the window. Looks like the script girl has been on the job. Now, I don't want this to turn into some kind of agonized cry of despair or desperation. I'm not in the one, and I don't feel the other. No matter how wrong things get, I can't seem to be broken or made uneasy. I just put one foot in front of the other. That's not as easy as it once was, since one leg is shorter than the other now. I got a phone call from a close friend last week as a result of telling him what had been happening to me. He then told me a tale not unlike my own. He's a truly fine individual, someone who is always giving back and trying to live on the high road. He got hammered by forces similar to the ones pounding on me. It made me think. Maybe it's something that's going around, some kind of negativity flu. I keep thinking it has to end, but it continues and manifests in more ingenious ways. All of them ruinous. It's become amazing. You almost have to laugh. There doesn't seem to be any other option. Let's travel backwards in time to early in this year. I was looking all around me at options for a new location. I had one put aside in reserve and tried to work something out in various locations. All of them fell by the wayside for one reason or another, so I went with my reserve option. It was a lot of work, and that's where I spent the lion's share of my summer, inside a place that was perpetually cold, in the company of someone even colder than the place. I don't need to get into character descriptions. The people who knew him best in the area were stunned at his behavior toward me. It put a serious dent in what I had for a good start, new start. He didn't get started on that till I fell and broke my hip. Then he came to the hospital and said all kinds of things that had no reference to reality at all. I said to myself, this guy's insane. Between the hospital and rehab, I got two fantastic visits from good souls who affirmed to me that I wasn't going the wrong way. When I got out of rehab, I went back to where I'd been living and working, and I packed my things. I contracted for someone to come and pick up my belongings, but then someone else drives across the country to get me, so I canceled the transport. Unfortunately, the van he brought was too small for my possessions, so I had to leave the larger portion of all my musical equipment and other things with a Dutch fellow who had been kind to me during my stay. He owned a bed and breakfast in the area and had a music room in the place. It's much better stocked now. I've been looking around areas in the east for a place to land where I could also study the language of the land to get my permanent residence. I looked in three cities. All of them had many apartments available. In the 2 weeks that I was trying to make contact, I never got a response. That seemed impossible at the time, but so it was. Then I got an offer to go somewhere really nice with someone who knew the place. I thought, oh, that's why, and now things are going to work out. The day before I'd been asked where I wanted to go, if I could go anywhere on the planet, and I named a place, it turned out be little more than 100K from the place I was invited to. It seemed real. It seemed intentional. So I wound up somewhere I'd barely even heard of before waiting to go and was taking all the necessary steps to get on with it. I got all the way down here where I am and out of the blue with no reason I could see and with no reason others here could see. It all went sideways again. I had to go to Italy to take care of some business I promised to take care of. There was nothing in it for me but plenty for someone else. Of course, that was successful. In the last couple of months, I've traversed thousands of kilometers only to find myself back where I started to begin with early in the year. So I started looking for a new direction, very far from another direction where I'd had no luck, and I quickly found something very promising, and I figured this long drought of good fortune and plenty of bad weather was at an end, only to find that someone went out of their way to ruin it for no reason I could think of. It was pure malice and spite. Now, I haven't a clue as to what to do. Sure, there are other places I could go, but I won't go to any of them, and I'm not going anywhere that doesn't look sound. However, most things previous look sound until they proved unsound. What a ride it's been. What am I to think? I've been taken to a place where a lack of reliance or a level of dependence greater than I have ever known are equally without influence. I can only imagine this is intentional, but why? That question goes unanswered, and I'm surrounded by a world of excess and endless duplicity that reaches far and wide and directly into my own existence. I've left out a great deal, but it would be just more of the same, and you don't need to hear it. I've been walking fine now and was doing so 6 weeks after my operation. They told me it would be 3 months. It wasn't so. That's one positive result. And I'm not broke yet, and I'm not being hunted and pursued, as far as I know. I'm certainly at the mercy of unpredictable winds, but whatever suffering I'm enduring is small potatoes to some, and I need to never forget that. I can see no rhyme or reason to the things that have happened to me. Trying to figure anything out seems pointless. The most astonishing part of this whole scenario is that I don't feel much different than I ever did. Certainly I'm more wary, and I'm sure there have been changes, but they aren't obvious to me. There are things that are not the way they used to be, and for which I have no explanation. Before I left here in April, I had a certain relationship with the dogs in the house. My dog Poncho hung out with me regularly, but the other four dogs spent almost all their time around Suzanne, though they would come in around and say hello on occasion. But from the moment I walked in the door this time, it all changed. All the dogs come and see me far more often than they did. They obviously sense a change in me, a change that I myself am unaware of. That's been comforting in this time of small comfort, and there have been other things like glowworms on the wall of a dark tunnel one is passing through. I didn't want to come in here and talk about these things this evening, but these are the things that are happening, and so they are obviously more relevant than simply reaching into my bag of metaphysics for something to talk about. Ultimately, it is what we make of the struggles in our life that define us. It's not our triumphs that define our character, but our failures and how we cope with or come to terms with them. Everything is topsy-turvy these days. The very worst among us are prospering independent of the loathsome behavior they exhibit in the day-to-day. Seemingly, they can get away with anything at this time, and it has to mean something. Everything that is happening for a reason out there, or there's no reason for any of it. It can't be that, or I haven't come to the place where I can believe that anyway, and I hope I never do. You know, I've come in here and talked about how often the weather changes, and if you don't like the weather, you only need to wait a while, and the weather will change, and these days the weather's been more static. It rains all the time, or it doesn't rain at all. The clouds are there all the time, or the sun is exposed and burning down. Floods to the one side and drought to the other, and through the mix move the dark viruses that are the hallmarks of these latter days, AIDS, Ebola, and whatever else is next. The complexity and plagues of these times are intimidating, to say the least, so I sit back in the passage of personal hardships and I tell myself, I'm not going hungry today. I'm not in the street without promise of shelter. I'm not in prison, though I certainly have been. I'm not in terror and tragic land surrounded by explosions and random and indifferent cruelties. I'm not paralyzed. I could have been. I'm not being pursued by so-called good guys who are actually black hats, and I'm not being pursued by real black hats. I'm not under horrific pressures to feed family. There are so many things that are not happening to me that I should be washing gratitude. I try to remember this. I wish I knew why things are the way they are, and I wish I knew what I could do to correct these things, but I do not know either of them. I've spent some amount of time in prayer, though certainly not enough. I've tried to meditate, but every time I do, something bad happens. Seriously. I watch what I say and do most of the time, and any time I do not, it comes back to haunt me, because some people are a habitation of demons, and they're just looking for a chance to injure and destroy. These days it is not easy to know who anyone is. There's facade after facade. People who once might have been okay are now no longer okay, and they may seem okay until they let down your guard or wind up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Never before has that poem of Yeats, The Second Coming, seemed so incredibly real as it does now. I keep thinking more and more I'm in some kind of a Truman Show. I'm looking for that exit door outside the Hollywood false fronts, but I haven't found it yet. I've gotten angry and I've gotten sad, and I've certainly gotten incredulous over the majority of this year, but I don't get much of any of them now. I no longer know how to feel or think. I feel like a mouse who went out of his hole one day and got chased across the fields and through the woods to the limits of his endurance, but somehow, inexplicably and against all odds, made it back to his hole, and I'm sitting there now at the entrance, and I tell myself, probably not a good idea to try that again. I feel the hackles go up on my neck, and it occurs to me, what if there's another entrance to this location I'm cowering in? Is that a slither I hear in the darkness? A hiss? Okay, let's not get paranoid, but how can one be anything else but shell-shocked when bad things keep rolling in with the tide? I've learned some things, I will say. At one point some months ago, one of my invisible friends said, "We've given you certain abilities, but you won't know you have them until the necessity to use them occurs." A lot of people know I can go without showers for long periods of time. I hadn't had one for a week before I broke my hip, so I told myself I'd see how long I could go under such trying conditions. All through the hospital, rehab, and all the way to getting down here, and again, I still didn't take one. That was at least 2 months. Suzanne has a very sensitive nose, and she didn't notice. Anyway, this is not about that, but something I've begun to notice more as time passes, that there are a lot of odd things that go on around me that I do not understand. And one thing I have discovered is that anyone who spends any time with me winds up in some form of self-confrontation. It has nothing to do with anything I do. I have no special power that I know of in that regard, but something is living in me and it resonates with whoever is around me, or it doesn't. We've already heard from people this has happened to in a positive and negative way at the blogs. It's been disconcerting for me because I don't have to be doing anything. It just happens. It can happen quickly or it can take some time, but it happens. I would honestly rather this did not happen, but it does, and at least it clears up a mystery that has been bedeviling my head for some time. I didn't find it out on my own. I had to be told. It explains a lot of things. Bottom line is, I'm a pretty strange person, so it makes sense that strange things would happen to me. I don't know about this particular thing until lately, but now I see it makes sense because there's nothing else that does make sense, and it happens independent of any behavior on my part. It just happens. The good news is that the result is positive, much more often than negative. My advice to anyone is to avoid being special in any way. Watch what you aspire to become, because everything comes at a cost. And if you wind up representative of certain things, you are going to run into what happens when you are. I don't have any trouble talking about these things because I don't think much of myself, and I never have. Life never gave me much opportunity to do so, and by the time any limited success has come to me, I've pretty much had all the rest of it beaten out of me. Apparently, that part of it isn't over yet. I sure hope it's around one of these upcoming corners. It's getting more and more difficult to understand the endless perpetuation of this whole affair. What do you do? What do you do? I'm guessing you do nothing when it so happens that everything you do does not end well. All right. Enough of this. I had no choice to talk about this tonight because it has dominated my landscape for months now. I don't know what it means, but I suspect I will at some point. When you can't go back and you can't move to either side, you've got to go forward no matter what, because nothing stands still anyway except the ineffable. Everything else just looks like it does sometimes. Ignore the confusion and inexplicable here, and just be grateful for whatever you have. Keep your own counsel and be watchful. Always be watchful. May the divine richly bless and protect each and every one of you in these perilous times. I have never seen the like, I must say, my friends. But still, I'm in good spirits, even irrespective of the just incredible insanity that predominates, and it seems to have no explanation to it of any kind. Well, we've come to the end of a podcast, so I'll see you next week if there is one. And that said, Om Amitabha, Hare Krishna, La ilaha illallahu. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. And as always, carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Haru.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. Coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view, just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call, designed for everyone. He's here, Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.